Experiences are what people love the most about travel. That's why they love Viator. They have over 300,000 bookable experiences and something for everyone. Plus, their travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Alright, we back at it, homegrown radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ here,
West
man.
Coast.
We got our family to build, man. It's been a minute since we've seen them, and they are back at it with their shit 2008. Finally available right now. Obel's in the build, man.
Hey. Hurry up and buy it.
Man, appreciate y'all coming. Oh, man, it's been a minute since we seen y'all, man. It's great to have this album out for the people, man. I know the question everybody asked y'all, and I'm going to start off with this, man, the hiatus, bro. What was the whole point with that?
Ah, man.
Whole lot of gang shit.
A lot
of
politics. Like gang.
A whole lot of politics.
Was it real, like, seriously
real
bullshit?
Real life politics.
Because the last time we talked, I mean, you guys had just linked up with Pharrell. Y'all had dropped the single. I mean, things were looking up at that point. It was like a pause at that point after that. You know what I'm saying? So for y'all mentally, was it like, y'all, fuck, we ready to do this shit? Like, but politics-wise, like, I'm not going to say specifically what was it, but was it something that you guys couldn't do, or was it something that was something that somebody else's shit?
It's a lot that you can't control. It's just a lot, like, people don't realize this is, it's called music.
Business.
Business.
Right.
it's the business of music.
You feel me? The business part took longer than the music.
How were you able to stay patient throughout the whole process?
Shit, we was. We was leaning on each other. I mean, you know, we still group, we still brothers. So, I don't know. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard at the same time. We knew it would work itself out. It was really not to put people's business out there, but like we said, a lot of political stuff going on.
Of course, of course.
And it's the first time we were selling a record.
Yeah,
it's the
man.
First time we ever
important.
Had anything on iTunes.
First time we had to worry about paperwork.
First time we had to do splits. First time we had to clear samples. Like,
so y'all was just putting shit out rogue.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. But I think that's why.
We couldn't even shoot a video without stuff getting cleared. This is the first time like that.
And y'all wasn't used
to
that.
It went from shooting owing niggas for videos to
you can't even put it out.
A video.
Yeah, like
get the fuck out of here.
So y'all wasn't used to the actual business of doing music. Yeah,
of course not.
Y'all just in this.
I mean, but who is?
Yeah,
if I hate saying the word, but I ain't gonna say that. But people of color, I hate saying minority.
I got you. Right. I got
but
you.
When you don't come from money, even if you white, like who's supposed to tell you something if you make it to the NBA or get signed to a record deal and you got such and such money in your account to get to your family and take care of your friends and yourself. It was an aspect of that, but it was also, like he said, just getting the business side of everything together. Literally the first time we sold anything
crazy.
Other than a shirt.
I always talk about that, like, with people, especially, like, artists like yourselves who get that reality check. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, I think that somebody along the line should tell you.
We've always said, like, it should be a fraternity of artists instead of talking shit. On a podcast.
Right.
Ships forming a fraternity like the older NBA players. And because we got friends that play in the league.
A union or...
No, we got friends that... I'm saying... We got friends that play in the league and play sports. And they tell us, like, well, we got the OGs look out for us. I don't know what to tell you. And it ain't like that in music.
Like, spiritually,
it's not like that.
Why do you think that is, though? I mean, you would
because
think...
Because they want... to still be involved, and it is our job as the next generation to include them or pay homage.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to shout them out on everything or say, I got my style from them.
Right.
But you're supposed to look out for the people who paid away. And I think it's a give and a get. Like, we don't do that, but they also in a mode to where they're not making, because it's hard to make money doing rap for a long period of time.
Very true, very true.
Only his grandma touring with Neil Diamond still, but that
ain't
rap.
Who else is out on Neil Diamond, like,
it's hard to do that. So when you get vengeful and in that state of mind, like I've been at times, you get younger at the people who prosper in it.
That's
and I don't
crazy.
Place blame on them, but it leaves this gap.
But I would think that the cats that are successful at doing it, that would that's been in that situation and that want to look out for the younger generation, would do that.
You They're still successful.
Crazy. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And when we don't learn from the people who look like us, we start turning into people that help us get us successful.
But
if that's
here's,
cutting people off, if that's people telling you to not hang with that certain crowd, and now you don't know nobody that's waking up in your damn house.
Right.
I'd rather be the nigga stand down the street from homegrown and waiting on my shit to come out.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you guys came. I mean, I remember, like, well, we all still young, but relatively, but I remember, like, when I first heard of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We was at your house.
Yeah, exactly.
At
your
house. Gotta come on, man. Right,
yeah, straight up.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That's why we are never not
turning that down. I see y'all doing your thing.
Yeah.
Y'all been doing your thing,
man.
But you still in the same spot you was at when you first started, baby.
Got to, man. Got to.
I love it.
And so, but here's the thing. This is what I was going to say. Y'all being young coming up, say there was an OG to come around and be like, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you handle this. Do you listen to them? Because I think a lot of artists are
say that again.
Nope.
No, exactly. And that's
you
my
listen to them. You listen to them and you take what you take. But you learn from experience. We are creatures of habit and like experiences. Like, it's like your parents. You don't listen to your parents until you go through what they told you.
I listen. Okay, like,
but I mean,
listen.
You listen to a certain extent.
Right. But that's not the voice of everybody, too. And that's why I love about us being in a group.
Exactly. Everybody
has
their
own. It's the fact that that's the attitude he got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact that a lot of OGs got that attitude. But what about the niggas who want to listen?
Right,
right. We could have learned. Think about Unsung, all the Unsung. The same fucking story with every fucking music
they
you know, group, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
just
money.
The success story. It come
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
We just had to live it.
We knew it,
but we just had to live it. So now it's like, okay, we know the game. We know what's the ticks, all the ticks is.
Yeah. Halfway.
Now,
talk about the positives of the weight, though, because I think personally that you got time to actually live. You know what I'm saying? It makes for better music. You know what I'm saying? And the timing is right, too. Like, nowadays, I don't know as far as the business or anything, if the streaming aspect helps out more than it would have a couple years back. But do you guys see any positives to the fact that, okay, it took a little longer?
A lot of positives.
The most positive for me is we finished recording the album 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We finished it.
Gotcha.
That means we started recording it 2010.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The songs was coming from back then, but people still fuck with them songs.
To this day.
In 2017.
You know, it's timeless.
February.
That's amazing.
Happy about that.
Yeah, no,
that's
up.
What I'm proud of. But you know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of people would say that too. They'd be like, well, you know, the timing is a big thing. The audience now may not pay attention. I mean, we know it's a microwave generation. You know, people pay attention to shit, and 6 months later, it's a whole different thing. But that's one thing that I did appreciate. When I heard it, I'm like, oh, they still on their shit. This shit is timeless. I still fuck with it. House Party is my fucking record, by the way. That's my shit.
We really had a house party in the studio,
shit,
too,
man.
When we did that.
That shit is our shit. Terrence Martin did that shit.
We might need your help for the video.
Let's
have a house party.
Happen, dude.
What's
I fuck
going
with
on?
That. I fuck with that. No, I like that. But I like the synergy in the group, too, because, like you said, it's different personalities. You might agree with some shit. You may not agree with some shit.
Oh, we disagree all day.
But I think that makes
But that's why our music sounds the way it does.
Exactly.
And that's what you can't put a time mark on that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it also the positive of it is showing ourselves too. Like, dog, we still homies after
all
of that shit.
But to what extent though?
It's nothing that they can say to me
not
to make me not.
All right, so let me ask you this.
It's nothing that they can say to me.
All right, I'm glad you said that.
It's more serious. We treat each other more serious.
I'm glad you said that. So let's say, for instance, one person, not two, one person voted for Trump.
He said, I did.
You voted for Trump?
Kareem didn't vote for Trump, did you?
Yes.
You voted for Trump, motherfucker, did you? For real? Get the fuck out of here.
Are you serious?
We playing.
That'll be hilarious.
I was about to say.
We don't vote.
Who voted this year?
Yeah. Hold on.
In this room, who voted?
I voted.
I'm not going to lie. This last one I did.
I fuck with Bernie. Either.
Last time I voted was the first time Obama
got in office.
Got in office.
2008.
I voted for bro, and they sent me a letter saying thank you for
your
vote.
Didn't count.
But it didn't count.
But check this out. Look, between us, let's do this.
Wait.
How many of us voted this year? Raise your hand.
I voted.
So 1, 2, 3. And then 1, 2, 3. So literally 50-50.
Split down the middle. Straight up.
I'm comparing this to black folk. You can go look at the census. Black people didn't vote this year.
Right. Touche.
Because we don't vote for this year.
Fuck it.
They gave us a black president.
You cannot be for nobody.
You're going to try to throw us off with this nigga and a thing?
Yeah.
He said in a thing.
I mean, politically, when it comes to us, we got some of this. We got the same political views, though.
Yeah,
that's the truth. So it's more with us. It's little stuff with us. Like,
but one
we
thing
boys,
I can say,
so.
Bro, did some cool shit for the small business owners and shit
what
like
you talking
that.
About right now?
He's a small business owner.
You talking about Trump?
Yeah, fuck Trump.
Trump did some small business owner.
That was
type
a cool
shit.
Little, you know.
It was like, all right. Whatever.
We're not here to get political.
Some of the shit that
we dropped
said,
Rich White Friends right. 2 years
which,
ago.
Which
so
I love
come on,
that
man.
Shit
fuck
too,
Trump.
Man. Now, and I like the fact that you guys use your platform for shit like that too.
We said that. We said that too back.
Before the locker room
honestly,
talk video.
Though, like,
all that
it doesn't
shit.
Matter who our president is, nigga. We gonna live how we live. That shit never changed our lives.
Of course,
as minorities, niggas and Mexicans, and like we always gonna figure out a way through it.
Yeah, Tomas, you see that? You talking
me?
About you too?
Yeah,
like, we always gonna figure out a way through it. White people might panic.
Right.
This is hard. Like, nigga, this shit didn't change. What
I don't
changed?
Know. Well, you know what changed? My motherfucking, my health shit went up $100.
See, I don't got
month.
No health shit. I
per month.
You. I you talking no about shit. Your
you
personal
talking about some
if
real,
you,
like,
for the
you
60
feel
million
me?
Black and
I ain't
Latino
never had
people,
no health shit.
It's not that. Nobody worry about that.
My
we done live without health insurance and without money for food.
Right, bro.
They should always going to be a doctor.
Health insurance right now is $400 a month.
I got you. We ain't even making enough money to pay taxes.
Right.
To get fined for that. What?
Hey,
touche.
That's what I'm saying. That's our state of mind. So what the fuck I'm about to vote for? Y'all think about the last
year. On some everyday shit, like for real. But I do.
No, this the, no, okay, that's the roles of the verse. This is the first time in life I have had health insurance.
Right. But I'm saying right.
And it fucked
but it's that
fucked me up. You know what I'm saying?
How much you gotta pay all this health shit.
I bet you to get hurt, you to get sick.
Ain't nothing happened to all these years. And now you got fucking
the main thing about that is the dollar sign. The only reason why it's something is because you're in a better financial state now that you wasn't used to being in.
Right.
But people who come from money never have to worry about health insurance.
Touche.
Even middle class. You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Black folk got to work to get to middle class.
I ain't had to worry until I turned 26.
We worry about the regular shit at 26.
Crazy. Shit that people was worried about.
I was on my parents' shit until I was 26.
Exactly. No, I get you. One thing I do want to commend you guys on too as well. Like, and of course, we've known each other for years, but I do like that documentary that you guys just put out. Because it gives a little more insight to who you are. Like, again, I know you guys for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it went a little deeper on some shit. I'm like, I didn't know you went to college. I didn't know you went to ASU, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that Kent, you and P started the group a while back, and you guys was in the motherfucking crowd. Like, and you was, you know what I'm saying?
Mama.
The little mama in the stage. Like, if you guys haven't seen the documentary, check it out. It's on homegrownradio.net. But I love the backstory that you guys tell. I felt like throughout the years, we never really got that from you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, again, this is perfect timing for the album to come out and you guys really provide that story as well. And you guys have been, like, dude, I feel like you guys don't get enough credit that you should definitely deserve.
Don't worry about that.
Hell,
all the people we listen to, they didn't get the credit.
You
like, we listen to the Outkast.
The people that we listen to,
uh-huh.
The people that we look up to, they didn't give you that.
Right.
They didn't give you no document. They didn't give you no interview and shit like that. Like,
the slum villages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't know nothing about slum.
You don't know nothing about certain old, you know, all of the fucking people from what's
the
shit?
Our boys.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh,
you're not getting no fucking Parliament Funkadelic Snapchat story.
So that's what I want to ask you though. Like, so being in this new generation, you guys just come from the era where I like to say it's like kind of same thing with us as far as radio.
Man.
We came from the era of people being mystique to now the transitional era where everything is out there. So you kind of got to play both sides. How do you deal with that being in that middle? You know what I'm saying?
It's stressful.
Yourself,
it's four
it's
of us
our,
here. We always ease each other too when we're around each other. So it's not too much pressure.
Gotcha. It's not our job to call ourselves nothing. It's the fans' job to call us what they want to call us.
Gotcha.
We got to just be ourselves. And whatever they call us is...
It is what it is.
He was already
that's
having
that
shit.
That's not what we are,
here.
But like that's a piece of what we are.
Yeah.
It's up to the fans to catch on. We can't... we ticking this morning. I was telling niggas, like, why niggas don't get it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Music is good.
Right,
like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why niggas don't get it, but it's not up to us to worry about that.
You
they keep telling me that.
Hold on, you got to
came out with a good album.
Yeah.
Did that motherfucker go on platinum in the next 2 months?
Right.
That ain't
coming,
going
hey, let me ask y'all opinion on this, and y'all can answer it one by one individually. Because I got into an argument. He's still laughing at me. I got into an argument with a fan or whatever it was over the fact that Kendrick Lamar when he dropped Damn, right? So Dot dropped Damn. 2 days later, they talking about it's a classic. 48 hours later, right? Yeah. You ain't even live with the music yet. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, but then also, on the flip side of the thing, and I got this from the iPhone that just recently got released, where they only allow people 24 hours to review the product before they dropped it to everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which would you prefer? Would you prefer... Like, it's a gift and a curse.
A year later.
A year should be the standard before
that's
somebody
when, that's
can...
That's when you should rate an album.
Rate an album.
A year later.
6 months? What you think?
Six months to a year.
6 months. I don't know, man.
I know as soon as I hear
at least a month. At least a month. Like, if you ain't roll with an album in your car for a week straight, if it can't stay in your CD player, it's not classic. And we don't got a lot of music like that no more.
And that's what's cool.
But it's up to you. It's all up to the person. People could think Gucci Gang is classic.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just came out. That's not a classic.
So you say a week. I mean, a month. You said a year. You said a month, right?
I said a week.
At least a week. That's kind of short, though.
Yeah, but you got...
To say an album is classic.
But if you listen it, like...
Really, an album is not a classic until you forgot about that motherfucker. And then you bring it back. Like,
first of all,
like 2-3 years later.
This. We being selfish as fuck. Like, y'all comparing, I feel like, music to the times differently. We didn't have iPods or iPhones where you can listen to your shit either
the
all day, every
was
day.
Way different.
Touché.
We did it after ninth grade. Like, I had an iPod in ninth grade.
Well, then, you was privileged, see?
Okay, I'm talking about a child.
You didn't have health insurance, you had an iPod.
If I was privileged, right. You was privileged,
ain't that a
too.
Bitch?
Because if I had an iPod, the homie could borrow my shit.
Exactly.
I'm just saying,
everybody was privileged, too.
Even then, an iPod wasn't an iPhone. Like, it's getting faster. It's going to get to the point where you can touch inside your head and hear your
baby. That's great. You laughing. I'm not laughing. I watch too much Black Mirror to be laughing. That's some real shit though. I was just taken aback by the fact that it's the person.
But we gotta stop trying to be like each other. That's all it is.
But here's the thing:
you can't say something tight because
DJ
Head said it's tight. That's what's weird.
That's what's going on.
No, I agree with you. That's what's really going on. That's why I said
people. It becomes a topic to talk about on Twitter when you go to your Explore page, and then you agree with it.
Cause that's like it's some niggas, cool. it's some niggas down the street right now doing a radio show like how y'all doing and they might like get to y'all status but like bro it's not y'all
it's true. Not y'all true. How are you gonna say that I've never been a fan of comparing anything to anybody.
Yeah, I don't like the
even the way that you retain music. Like, nigga, when I hear a beat, I start rapping. They'll tell you, I'll do my part in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
That's how I listen to music, collective thought process.
It's like, collective thought process to me is like a negative thing. Yeah. But
you got to understand that everything is moving faster. We got another sun that's coming into our orbit. We're going into the... So what's going on with the sun? It's just our brains. Everything is moving faster right now. Everything is like this.
You need to shade up.
And there's a difference between classic and timeless.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Can you say that?
Yeah, that's true.
Can we just say like this is a classic, but right, this is timeless? Like Stevie Wonder's song. That's it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So name a classic song and a timeless song.
Come on, man. Classic is Snoop Dogg dropping like it's hot. Timeless is Snoop Dogg and Pharrell, That Girl.
Yeah.
Now what?
I don't know.
That's mine. That's how you just judged it?
Everybody's different.
Timeless is never too much. Yeah. Luther Vandross, never too much.
That's timeless.
But that's going out soon.
You think it ain't going out?
That's and not her generation is not finna.
They not fucking with
when
it.
When they have kids.
Yeah, my kids is going to mess with
kids.
It, but like other people's kids might not.
Their kids not going to mess with
they
it.
They not fucking with
but
it.
You, nope. But you see, it's all about the person.
You would play
really
that.
No, that's the time.
But you said that's all about the person.
That's
brother.
The time, though.
What if,
James Brown. I love him to death, but he's
but what if what if what if what if P's playing that in his household and his daughter, you don't have no kids yet, right?
His daughter is listening to that.
His
not
son,
that you know of.
His daughter is
not. Yeah,
son,
I know.
So
that's
he got one lurking.
But that's
trust
all
me,
we can depend
he
on.
Got one
literally.
Time. Gotcha,
we
gotcha.
Can't. We can't.
He got one lurking.
We can't bank on what you said to apply to his child's child. That's what I'm saying.
Got you.
It's more of a. It'll be more of a. If we were literally going to do that, I would be more correct because mine is literally came out later.
Right.
And that's just like with Cab Calloway in them back in the day. We don't listen to none of the shit that was cracking.
Right.
At the Harlem Renaissance. But we know about the Harlem Renaissance.
Very true.
And that's what we need to focus on more. And not the fucking what other people saying is cool. It's what was literally cool. Not what everybody talking about what was cool. And that's what it's turned into.
Because give me two per. I need two per so I can get the stuff in my Air Force One.
That's going to be on.
I, like,
That's not gonna be like really you like
as long as it's Air Force
like
One,
kids.
It's gonna turn into a classic,
right?
And you're gonna be scared. Yeah, it's not yeah. as long as it's Air Force Ones, that motherfucker might be timeless. So
well, I mean, I don't know. Can you be said about that? Listen.
I'm just saying, if
Sneaks is confused,
my Adidas.
But guess what we talking about?
My Adidas
music.
Run DMC.
And this is missing too.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't doing this no
You gotta have a dialogue.
This is in 140 characters.
Yeah, very true.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
Well, see, the reason why, another thing that I wanted to touch on is because I noticed like everybody's antagonizing the Jay-Z situation. You heard about that with ticket sales and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, basically, like they selling the tickets for as low as like a few dollars.
But it was.
But it's just an attempt. It's a marketing thing. It's a marketing thing. It's a marketing thing to open it up to everybody who can't necessarily afford to go. I could never afford to go see Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. So now you can. Now everybody can afford to go see Jay-Z. That's why everybody went.
Black
J. Cole, right.
Yeah, that's why everybody
But I'm just saying, like you say, attest to the times. 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't go to Jay-Z if right. you didn't have the bread.
That's the wrong test, I feel like.
But what I'm saying to you is
what kind of show is bro gonna give off?
No, what I'm saying to you is if you pay attention to, like you said, it's all relative to what's going on. Right now, if you talk about something that's classic, like all the shit y'all just talking about that's classic,
mm-hmm.
you can't still have that same experience because it's not in that time frame. Some Jay-Z shit that was the shit to us in our teenage years.
And that's why it makes it a classic because it puts me back in that
Jay-Z
time frame.
Jay-Z is classic, bro.
Is it classic so or is it classic? Time?
Yeah, but not to somebody who's 15.
Okay, you're right. So classic depends on the time frame. And if it's timeless, you can listen to it anytime. Classic is the time frame.
That's the birthday song. That's 2001.
It'll take me back to that time.
Exactly, to that time. So I got one. The Chronic 2001.
The ABC song is
wait,
timeless.
Hold on. What'd you say?
The Chronic 2001.
That's
timeless music, but it's more so classic. For that eight, for that point generation. In time,
what's
right. Eminem.
Right,
that's not classic.
Daquan Hoolhoff is classic.
That's
back
a
that
goer.
That's classic.
Out, back that
that's classic.
Up.
Hurricane Chris.
Negative.
Niggas not playing that no more.
That's classic. That's
negative.
Classic. It's classic. It's not timeless. It's not timeless. It's classic.
Negative.
If you put that on, you gonna remember exactly what you was wearing.
Hey, baby.
No.
Hey, baby, it's not classic?
Negative.
See, but that's
no. low key.
It's not timeless.
No. And
it's not timeless.
It's not classic or timeless.
It's classic. If a nigga put on Hey, baby, and your shit, you ain't gonna dance?
No.
Nah.
But a nigga put on Some Cup by Trillville. Nigga put on Some Cup by Trillville.
That's classic.
Go up. That's classic.
That's not timeless, though.
No, that's timeless, damn near. Nigga, we go, what?
So check this out. How?
All right.
It's all on the person.
It's all on the person.
It's all on the person.
We talked about
that ass up.
It's timeless.
Everybody talking.
I love this. We were talking about okay, get you a father, right? Yeah. And June
is
a father.
The baby's daddy.
Okay,
yeah. Cream is half of that.
Cream, I'm
Cream
surprised
got
you
one
ain't.
Floating somewhere.
I'm Everybody surprised. Surprised
you
Everybody
ain't went raw anyway.
Hey, I'm surprised. My mama's surprised.
Damn. So how
you got mad at me for my tweet?
How's fatherhood changed you guys?
Man. I would honestly say it was right before even having a child. When we went on tour, I saw so many young white kids in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I knew, like, dog, when we making this album, we got a bigger, I see now from traveling, I mean. So I even started changing, like, you know, the lyrical content or just the, you know, how I would say a metaphor or something would be a little bit more tucked as opposed to saying this in
just
the third. But
out there.
Once you do that, you still got your fans or your homies that say, I like it when you rap like this.
Like the raw version.
It changed you.
Yeah, yeah.
But just not to the core.
It just makes you cognizant of what's going
for
on.
For sure.
What you're doing
for
good.
Sure, it makes me
bro,
think
didn't
more.
Even rap before we told him, like, nigga. Rap, nigga.
Get that shit out there. Get it off, man. Why not?
Yeah, I started rapping for like a year.
Wait, so.
Like, bro, nigga,
so.
The bars.
What about fatherhood for you? Like. Because he tucked. You said fatherhood.
No, I'm lying. Nah, he ain't a father.
I was like, we don't know.
Nah, we don't know him.
Don't try to act like that didn't happen.
Nah, he ain't got it.
Don't try to act like that didn't happen. Like, I saw you. I saw him look.
Nah, he looked at me.
Nah, he did.
Come on, guys. Catch
like that because I'm a protector.
He's I'm a protector.
I can tell y'all how they changed from the outside perspective.
Yeah. Go right. ahead.
Just from knowing niggas before they had kids and all the shit we used to do, I would say niggas are still the same people. We the same people, but when you see these niggas with their kids, they be like, it's just all responsibility. It's like, man, I'm a. It's not like we in a group no more. It's
right,
like,
right.
That
shit,
nigga's a man with
right.
his kids. Like,
I ain't gonna
you know
tell him
saying?
Shit. I'm gonna leave him
it's
alone.
A whole different tick. So a lot more mature kids bring maturity,
and,
you know what I'm saying?
And Jim matured a little bit more than me.
Because he had a daughter.
Oh,
like
a daughter and son thing.
Like, you know, a son, like,
a little bit more.
I had a son, so I'm showing this nigga how to be a nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he got to show her, like, what she should expect from a man.
Yeah, right, right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like.
It's way more critical to me.
Yeah. That's why I say I stopped rapping for a year.
I still do bullshit just to let my little nigga know, like, this was you supposed to do some bullshit as a nigga. Like, you supposed to do some bullshit, nigga.
Bullshit like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do be like that.
I'm a bunch of, right.
I'm a bunch of picking up and consoling. Yeah, so
that's crazy.
Now, I hate that shit. it gets consoling and all that.
I'm about to have my little dude tomorrow.
I don't. Whatever. Go ahead. That should be annoying. Like, what are you crying for?
I love it, man. I love it. One thing that I find interesting, man. Everybody know, you know, Cream. You, the mascot of the group. I like to say, right? Listen.
That's the spirit. That's the glue.
Right? Okay, the glue.
That's what we say.
Okay, so the glue. Right?
Cream is the group.
Yeah.
In most situations with groups like this, you still see somebody like that rap or get on the mic, sing something. Why hasn't that take place with you?
He has rapped.
I'm rapping on Life Also.
You ain't heard Cream Spit?
When a new shit come out?
Nah.
When we drop some new music, I done dropped on like 3-4 tracks.
But if you listen to Boom, he got the best verse on our last tape.
No. Hey, so we was at Complex Con.
I'm something this week for
Nah, nigga at Complex Con. What'd he tell you?
He said, man, Cream, hold on, Cream. You are the best nigga. No, wait, damn.
You the best nigga in the group that don't drop no bars.
He said, you the best nigga on the mic that don't got no bars.
I'm telling y'all, bro.
I said, damn.
He dropped at least two to three verses on Boom, bro, and he has the most classic verse.
Yo, so why not do it more then?
No, because it's a feeling with our group.
It's a feeling.
Like,
he all over the Cheetah Boys.
It's a feeling on the group. Okay. Like me, I'm more of a ratchet dude.
Gotcha.
So like all the like the real little. Nah, I'm gonna come on some ratchet shit. Hey, I'm gonna turn it up.
It'll make sense when it's time.
And he begs for the slow songs.
Yeah. And I do all the slow jams.
Want to be there?
If y'all want, 212.
Yeah.
212. Thank Cream.
Okay.
I had to tell June to do his verse over.
Fuck out
of here. I said, June, you have to do your verse over.
We need a penny dropper, bro.
Come first. That was his idea. Come first was his idea.
Okay,
come
so
first.
I stand corrected. What I do also, like, again, a part of the documentary is P, how the crib was pretty much the place where a lot of stuff took place. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about Homegrown Radio, how the apartment in La Mole was like the renaissance.
That was it.
Right down the street. So your crib was kind of the same thing and how all this shit happened. Man, kind of talk about that and the energy around that time, around 2008, 2009, when this shit started kicking off.
Man, we was all finding ourselves. Like, just be like, who we about to be?
Yeah.
And then it kind of made it easier.
Yeah, who we wanted to be.
Yeah, we was trying to figure it out. And then kind of just being in the group made it, it was like, okay, this is who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. These are my friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do. And my house was the headquarters for at that time. It just gave us a spot to where we didn't have to always be out, and we could be like centered, like
be ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Because y'all know how easy it is to get caught up in some shit in LA.
This
wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, my parents, they would let us smoke back there as long as we kept it in the house.
Like, his parents would see us walking through the side, and like if it was a homie that they didn't know,
they'd be like, "What the fuck?
Nope. Oh, they on one."
Yeah. But if they see y'all, they good.
They see the fro walking through.
They're like, oh, okay,
all right, cool.
At the end of the day, they probably know you guys went up to no bullshit. Like,
it wasn't stressful or nothing. It was just
so your parents was all cool with the smoking and the meat.
They was at the time.
Nobody parents was cool. It was just like, if y'all gonna do it, go there.
Do it at the crib.
Go here.
They didn't want us out driving around getting high and all that shit.
At least June is passed out in my backyard. He ain't passed out at somebody's party.
June used to sleep on my couch, faded. It every day when my
he
mom
first
used to
got
come
back
home from what?
Tattooed daddy.
When he first got
why
back.
Is he always sleep?
Because he wasn't used to the weed.
Wait, so my bad. What did you go to school for?
Nothing.
I'm saying, what did you? What were you trying to major
because
in?
Because ever since I was little, nigga, my family told me.
No. I know they push you. But I'm
college,
saying,
what did you go for? I played football, so I went for kinesiology.
Oh shit,
like sports medicine.
Got you.
Yeah, that was my major.
Of course,
yeah,
everybody do that shit. Yeah,
that's my major.
Some easy shit.
Just bullshit.
I wasn't in school.
Out.
That boy was.
I was in school as long as I was on the football team.
that shit was
How
right.
How long was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a year. Like
I can't admit. No. You know what?
You feel me?
June
two semesters. And then in the third semester, I acted like I was in school still, but I was really going to the JC down the street.
June did be cold 1 year, so I'm still in high school. I'm the youngest one. So, I go out there for a college visit.
Well, on his college visit, I turned him up.
On a college visit.
Turned
I'm
him
trying
up.
To follow him, but our coach put us in a far-ass hotel room, like away from the city.
Yeah.
I'm telling him, bro, come
pick
get
me up.
From the crib.
Pick me up.
Man, AZ, come pick me up. He turned his phone off.
He wasn't fucking with you.
No, I was too far.
I
was
about to say, he wasn't fucking with you.
If y'all know June, you know my shit on 12 right now.
Damn.
My shit died.
I was far. I was sad.
Another thing in the documentary, how not just going back on that for the folks that haven't seen it, is how organically you guys all just found each other again, like going to school, and you coming back, you trying to link up with certain motherfuckers.
It was cream.
And didn't know it was like, oh shit,
cream, it was cream.
That's wow.
He was looking for cream. And cream was where? With me.
You exactly.
Then after
you
that,
known this nigga since you was four.
Then like, after that,
I've been knowing this nigga
a month straight. We was together for a month straight.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
We was together for a month straight.
Who you and who?
Like after that,
it was so. After we linked back up, it was like
every day.
Oh shit, it's every day. It's oh hell. No.
A month straight every day.
Every day. Every day. We walk in the pee house.
And it would be like little shit that would come up like every week. Like the first week was June. We smoke a lot of kush. Well, I smoke a lot of kush too. Then the next
I was scared
week,
to tell them who like, I really was.
Yeah, we'd be like,
no,
we
was.
The next week it was like, look, bro, we pop pills. We do
this shit, bro.
Pop pills like Mac Dre. He said, what?
I'm pop pills.
He said, what? I've been wanting to tell y'all that the whole time, but I didn't want y'all to think I was weird.
It's like, nah,
it went up.
It's like, then we went to the studio and he went to the studio. Like,
that's what made overdose. Then P will watch us all the time.
Yeah. You wouldn't get into it.
P was the nigga that would be up with us all the time.
I'm a designated driver still. Still to this day, I'm
so you the responsible motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm watching homies, making sure.
You don't drink or smoke or nothing like that?
I do it, but I don't do it when I'm with homies.
And we talking about especially you. This was back then. We were 19.
Right, like, turn up.
Even the people... We still got homies that's just trying Molly and shit. Right. Like, what?
Like, y'all should have been
talking
that.
Shit about us.
Right, right.
When we was 18.
I had a thing I thought was the world. They like, oh, that, who, her?
Nah.
I went to school with her.
Yeah, you did. You got a topic.
Huh? Almost.
Nah, yeah.
What was her name? Like, that's like, I knew he was gonna do it. That's what I was waiting on.
Somebody tell me your name.
I don't even know.
You ain't gonna get me, Ricky Bobby. No.
Now, okay, so you talked about, you know, working on the album. The album's been done since what, 2010? 2012, sorry. 2014. Oh, okay, so.
The mixes have been done since 14.
What was the last song that you recorded for the album? What was the one that completed it? Even though, obviously, time went on, you didn't get a chance to make
it.
It
was either 10 million or
Tears.
That they didn't even put
or
on
house
the album.
Party.
It was either House Party or 10 Million.
Song that they did. The last song
yeah,
we did
and I dropped bars
album.
On that, too.
The last song we put on the album ain't even on the album.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's the name? The Message.
Oh, yeah.
And I borrowed the Message, too.
That was the last song we did for the album.
Wow. A lot of good songs didn't make the album.
Is everybody on every song?
Not every. I'm not on Cushion Red Wine.
But he know he petty. What? Like, no, I ain't on Kush. I ain't on Red Wine.
No. I can tell you the story. No. Hold on. It ain't no Bad and Bougie shit. It's they came.
No, that's it. That was it.
Look, let me tell you what it was.
Hey.
Basically.
Do it look like I got left off Kush?
No.
Do it look like I got left off Kush?
That ain't what it was. You feel me? That ain't what it was. That's Mando, not what it was. What it was they one day I wasn't at the studio. They recorded the song. I hear the song, and it's perfect already.
That's bullshit.
I'm not going to try to touch it.
No. For real, it's some songs like that homies will do without me, and I'll be like, I don't even know what to say on this motherfucker.
Let it rock.
I don't even know what to say on this motherfucker.
So, it's really like an
That's like
thing.
That's like doing like a that's the reason we haven't had a real mixtape because we respect music too much. Like if we
so
got,
who's on,
if we got on an Outkast song.
Hold on. Who's on the least like, amount of songs?
Me.
It's Cream.
All right.
But he's not the rapper. He the glue.
Gotcha.
We don't know. Right. We don't know because it's a feeling. Like, it's a
so
lot.
So you don't
it's
know ahead of time who's going to be on what?
No.
Got you. Okay, good.
Nigga, we can make a song with 10 people, and if you don't make it, you don't make it.
But how do you just, what's the criteria?
There's no criteria. No criteria.
So what the fuck
feeling.
You mean?
It's
you don't
a,
make
it's
it.
A feeling.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling. It's a feeling. It's energy.
Okay, well, which, I don't know how that shit
works. I'm selling. Oh, oh.
It can't explain
public
it.
Service announcement. I'm selling energy. If you need to come up with a good song,
nah,
bro, invite me to the studio, bro. I got to give me a couple hundred,
hey, listen,
and I'm going to make sure you come up with a good song.
Don't plug your shit.
Oh, my God.
Period.
So, okay. So you got tracks on there, obviously, with Pharrell. You got Miguel on there. Was there somebody that you wanted on the album that you didn't get a chance to, or maybe a track that, damn, we wanted what that motherfucker
Chris
did.
Brown.
Yeah, we did.
Period. CB.
We wanted CB on it.
No, we also
CB
wanted
Absol.
And we wanted Snoop Dogg and Charlie Wilson to be on Last Kiss.
Charlie Wilson.
And he just posted that shit.
Yeah, well, look, we can't be on it now. I was playing.
Remix of Snoop.
Let him do a verse.
Remix us, Big Dog.
Right.
You know, my little brother played on your football team, bro.
Remix
give us a remix.
Us. Remix the fuck out of us.
That's dope, man. That's dope.
You said Chris Brown?
Yeah, that's what we did.
On House Party.
House Party.
And also, here's a fun fact. Shout out to Tina Marie's daughter, Aaliyah Rose.
You let the homie hit.
She's singing on that hook.
Let the homie hit.
It was already. It was you let the homie hit.
Honestly, with our music.
Hold on. Y'all talking. Hold on.
Real quick. You said she sang on which one?
On Tina Marie
on House Party.
Yeah. On House Party?
But she was on our first album.
No,
that's my best. That was my best friend.
Gotcha. And what you saying?
Like, that's my best friend. So she's been on our shit. But I'm just
Tina Marie daughter. Tell her who we're talking about.
Tina Marie daughter, Aaliyah Rose.
Shout out.
She sung on House Party.
Dope.
Shout out.
Yeah, dope. And what were you saying? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh no, I said that's my best friend. So
she
like,
sang on a lot of records.
Yeah, she was on our first record, album. Like you didn't even know.
Is there any go to? Obviously, y'all record where y'all record, but is there any go to, like inspiration that y'all always that it is mandatory every time?
It's really each other.
Family,
though.
Each other.
Weed.
Yeah. Cush, Gus and some weed. But
right. Cream got an uncle named Ann shit, and every time he tell me a story about Ann shit, I've come up with
shit. Wait. Yeah, you're not gonna just blow past like you didn't just say that. He said you say he got an uncle named what?
Ann shit.
Because
all she said,
like
all,
a symbol and or
no,
spelled out.
All he say, like
what the fuck?
After everything he say, you know what I'm saying? Ann shit.
Oh,
okay. Man, I ain't doing shit and shit. Where you going and shit?
But like when he tell me
shit.
A story about bro, I get inspired by that.
You hungry and shit. Nigga.
Oh man.
He changed it to and stuff because he getting older.
Oh my
gosh.
I swear to you.
So how involved are you guys with the process outside of the music in terms of the videos and the rollouts and other things like that?
Oh, I'm head on.
Damn is waking up every morning hitting the manager
sure.
at 8 a.m. Calling his phone.
Hey, I can tell you annoying as a motherfucker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, but you gotta have that though.
Now, when
man.
You get the hello. As soon as you answer the phone, Jam.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, so my nigga.
I'm thinking like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
Story.
Like,
what'd you say?
I got a funny story. I remember Jam. It's probably 5 a.m. We couldn't go to sleep. We waited up for the weed man.
No, we took 2 turns.
We took turns going to sleep.
He said for an hour, then I said for an hour.
Bro. To get some weed because we couldn't go to sleep.
We couldn't
so we're
go
like,
sleep.
Look, we're gonna hit this nigga as soon as he 8 o'clock.
And we went to sleep at 6. You went to sleep at 6. I went to sleep at 7. I woke up and you was breaking down the kush. Get the fuck.
What
out.
You learned about us? We it's burnt out. Me and Cream have
up.
Stayed up
hold
just
up.
That long.
Hold up.
To try to call Big Boy in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Y'all did.
We stayed up for 5 hours trying to call Big Boy.
We kept calling, it kept
going to the voicemail. We like, nah, ain't nobody there, bro. Ain't nobody. I'm convinced now. Don't nobody even answer the radio phone.
What's funny is this.
Right. Head don't answer the phone. Head say fuck calls, huh? Head don't like calls.
Head ain't said nothing.
Head don't be fucking with none of y'all niggas.
Listen, man. Like, hey, I don't got nothing. I don't.
Hey,
fuck
hello.
I don't got.
Fuck you.
Man, I don't got to answer your call. I feel you.
Nah, it ain't that. It's just, you know, it'd be a gang of motherfuckers calling.
Thousands and thousands.
Trying to hear all that.
Here's what you got
to
understand, okay? I'm going to address that.
How
right
do you
now,
filter it? Like,
listen to me. God damn it. Okay, people call a radio station, and it's early as fuck. Okay,
right.
It's early in the morning.
So
all right.
I'm already on.
Like, it's early, dog. Like, who the fuck
is up calling?
Why you got this much energy?
And not even why you got this much energy?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're fucking. I forgot what the shit is called, but we're those people that we get energy from the sun. Okay.
Right.
And the moon.
The sun is not even up yet. Yeah. You up before the energy.
That's him, bro. That's him.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Kit.
That's him.
What the fuck? You ever change the channel with a remote with no batteries in it? Hell no. Because ain't no fucking energy.
I need sunlight, bro.
So, okay. Drink thank coffee. You. So you a Pokemon.
I don't even
get the fuck are you talking about?
I don't even get
that's June.
You know what I'm saying? I eat Hadoukens and all that shit.
Nigga, I
eat all
get,
that.
I don't even get hungry until the sun go down.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, my point. Point being, okay. Point being, when people call the radio station, they be like, "Y'all never answer the phone." Do you think you the only motherfucker calling the radio station?
True.
Jeez, like, give me a fucking break, okay? It'd be.
I think y'all be having pre-recorded shit going.
Negative.
We gonna bang y'all
all lie.
You know what?
Bang nigga shit for 6 hours.
You want to know?
Okay. I can't get through for 6 hours.
This is what I want you to do. Then this is what I want you to do. I want you to call the radio station in the morning at 6 a.m. Call at six. 10. All right. And a matter of fact, I'm gonna get your line. I'm gonna hit you at 16. And we can see who play. We can play these games. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call you niggas at 6 a.m.
You can't hit June at 11 a.m. You can't hit June at 11 a.m.
If I get June before 11, I just tell him, unlock the door.
Please, before you go to sleep. Hurry.
Man, you better hope somebody spent the night at my house.
It's a wrap.
All right, or else, bro.
You just don't. You're not good with the phone.
Nah.
You should just go back to pigeons or
smoke sticks.
Yeah, like.
No, look. Cuckoo. Like we said about the parent shit.
Yeah.
When it's come to dad, if Cinco is at the house, June is up.
Oh, I'm up.
On point.
Feeding all that shit up.
As soon as no Cinco around.
I stopped smoking cigarettes when I was living with my son.
Damn.
As soon as bro moved out of town.
Bro, you're not supposed to smoke cigarettes anyway. You're not supposed to smoke cigarettes anyway. I hate motherfuckers who want credit.
But can't nobody stop me but my son. Yeah,
hey, you know what? I stopped at all the red lights on the way over.
Like, if you want me to do anything, tell my son to tell me.
He'll do it.
Like, oh,
and
so
that's
you
the only way that I'm gonna stop.
So you that dad? You do the ice cream for breakfast and all that?
No.
He don't do him like that.
No,
he don't do him like that.
No,
we cereal for breakfast because you gonna pour your own cereal and you gonna get up for breakfast and I'm gonna go back down. And then I'm gonna wake back up for lunchtime.
So how much sleep do you need?
I need like
June.
It depends what day.
Yeah.
It depends on what day of the week.
It depends.
For June.
I could go to sleep at 5 a.m.
I'm going off for 2 hours right now.
At like 11. Or I could go to sleep at 7 a.m. and wake up at 2:00.
That's scary. Right.
How long have you stayed up at one period of time?
I stayed up doing like three.
Okay, listen.
Coachella, we don't go to sleep on Coachella. Friday to Sunday.
Rephrase the question.
3 days.
With no drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
We sleep.
And that was good.
So they're like, oh, no, no, fuck that.
Hell no. So.
Nigga,
I can imagine.
No drugs,
like,
niggas is KO.
What's tour life like, man?
I hate it.
Sickness.
Get the balls.
You gonna get sick on tour?
No. You say you always get sick on tour?
I always.
You seem like you stay sick.
I'm sick right now.
I know. Then you came here and shook my fucking hand.
I like the hour. I like the hour and a half that we at the venue, but everything else is like, well, and being in the hotel room sometimes, but for the most part, it ain't nothing but a whole bunch of this.
Right.
Yelling. I'm gonna lose my voice. I'm gonna get sick.
I'm a wild dude.
We gonna lose him. He's
in the next city.
I have really like woke up like we had a show on Sunday. We go to a festival. We get there Friday. Lost my voice by Saturday, so I can't. To where they gotta do my whole verse.
You gotta Milli Vanilli your shit.
And that shit like
a bunch of times.
You shouldn't have got no bread from the show.
Changed my life.
Hey.
Change. No. It got so serious. It didn't got so serious.
I'm starting some
this
bullshit.
Guy right here.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
guy right here.
Bro, yeah.
Nigga, our manager didn't did my whole verse.
Get the fuck out of here.
He didn't did my whole verse. Perfect.
From the back.
Perfect. From the backstage. Oh, fuck your DJ.
Get the fuck out of here.
I loved him for that. I was like, bye.
How did you? Oh, shit.
That's why we got a rapper manager.
That's love, man. That's
why we got a rapper
but,
manager.
I mean,
he's a rapper.
Times
manager.
Like
before,
that.
I do want to bring that up. A lot of people don't know. If you're not familiar with C-San, like, and you guys talk about it in the documentary, too. Yeah. Like, you guys learned a lot from him, too, yeah. While you were coming up.
I wouldn't be doing music if it wasn't for C-San.
That's crazy, man.
Period.
When I was in college, bro, I used to have these CDs with all the L.A. niggas, like, Fitzroy,
Hassani, nigga, C-San, Casey,
yeah,
overdose. Yeah. Well, they wasn't overdose. They was Brett.
Wait, what was the name
Ken,
again?
Brett Bailey and Ken James.
Bro, please clarify that. Clarify that, bro. Clarify that, man.
You know, I like that government's out though.
Nah, but yeah, right. I mean, Chris. We always told Chris, but when we were like getting more on and more on, like once we were dropping more music and putting out videos and shit, we would tell him like, it's coming. You're gonna be our manager. Yeah. So I don't
know. Still with it.
If y'all don't know, Calmatic that do our videos, he was Calmatic. A rapper too.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know that. Spliff?
That was my favorite
Rolling
rapper.
Down La Brea.
That was my favorite rapper.
Rolling down La Brea.
That was my favorite rapper.
Hey, low key,
Calmatic was my favorite rapper.
Hip hop. That was his name. And low key, he. Remember he got put on Yahoo Music? Oh, that was like the most bill shit at the moment.
What was that album? The Lakers?
The 99 Lakers.
Fuck out of here.
LP. 99 Lakers LP.
You gotta talk to me.
Corey Blunt was my favorite song, bro.
Wow.
Look at look the project up. I guarantee you it's still,
still
hard.
On there, bro.
Still dope.
Give me the name of it.
He can rap.
It's called the 99 Lakers LP. My favorite rapper.
310.
My favorite rapper.
310 AC.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this before, because we're going to wrap up. Hold on. So, do y'all fight over the fight over the aux cord?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and June. Yeah. Me and June.
No, I'm going to just give it to Jam.
Like
most
my,
of the time, we give it to
They don't like my
They
don't like
my They going to give it to who?
Okay. We give it to Jam most of the time.
Oh, you got it.
DJ. I used to DJ.
Jam is the best DJ,
I used to DJ.
Hold up, hold up. I'm a
June, he'll throw his shit on.
Cream got the ratchet shit for you, though.
So everybody got
June, June has the most depth, but it's like I'm not trying to fucking listen to John Mayer. Exactly. We on the way to
not trying to listen to Fall Out Boy.
John, what are you talking about? No Fall Out Boy.
So we gonna hit you with two throw offs.
So Pete, what do you listen to? Like if there's a mix going
on the way to the club,
yeah,
Grizzly Bear, like bro.
So you got the oldies, you got the Fall Out Boy shit. You know what I'm saying?
He a jukebox.
But you the shit that outlandish shit.
I play J.O. Felony and Fall Out Boy in the same road trip. Like
you got the rap shit.
It's TK. Then Foster the People.
Get the fuck.
But that fuck with my core. That fuck with my core.
Wait. He
fucks with my core.
No, no, no. He said, he said, J.O. Felony and Fall Out Boy.
And the same, back to back. Back to back.
But the fuck
back to back, though.
That's some bullshit.
And niggas.
Straight bullshit. Hey, that's why we always take the core. Nigga, get us the core.
You know how hard J.O. Felony be getting on.
He make you hate both songs.
How did
you
hate both songs?
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, if I was Kane Cut, I would have been tripping.
All right, so look, oldies, you know what I'm saying? Fall Out Boy.
Abstract. Has depth.
Depth. Ratchet.
Ratchet.
All of them.
All this mix that.
You just know, Jam is car.
Wait, so you know how to sequence it then?
I know what they like.
Jam is car.
He gonna give you some shit that you gonna dance to. And then he gonna hit us with one R shit that we gonna like. Then he
gotcha,
gonna be like,
gotcha.
And then he gonna switch.
I always play R shit too.
So we all got our own music we like, but he is the best DJ.
All right, that's cool. So
you need something like Jam is DJing. I'm bartending. I got my bartender's license.
I'm a DJ for 30 minutes on Jam Set.
Yeah, he always.
So what's one thing that people don't know about Overdose? So out of all the interviews you guys done, out of all the shows and things of that nature, what's one thing? Because, again, first thing, I didn't not to knock you or anything. I didn't know you went to college. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
He thought you was a dumb nigga is what he's saying.
I didn't know.
I thought he was a fucking idiot.
That's what I thought.
He looked like one of the fuckboy niggas.
I didn't know you went to ASU. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, what's one thing that people don't know, whether it's individually or collectively as a group? That's one thing that people don't know.
People know, but they don't know that we just like some cool dudes. Like we some cool type of guys. Like
we know
some,
that.
Like we green.
Niggas know that.
I don't know. I really don't know. Y'all
no,
know.
No. A lot of people don't think like we green. They think like.
No, we know all of that shit. I'm
saying they know that.
Which one of y'all want to be?
They don't. Y'all know that.
Well, what else, Don?
Which one of y'all want to be a woman?
They don't know.
Surprise us.
They don't know.
What'd he say?
I said, which one of y'all want to be a woman when you turn 45?
No. It ain't
when
no
you turn 45, which one of y'all want to be a woman?
No. It ain't no secret.
It ain't none of
that in
our shit. It's no secret.
We don't even fuck with bub niggas.
Nah, we don't.
Hold on, John.
Hold on.
Slow down. He like cut.
Slow down.
Hey, he off.
No, let me clear it up.
Clear it up.
We mess with gay people.
Uh-huh.
If you gay, you gay. But we don't mess with the bubble niggas. Like the bubble niggas, like that's
bubble is different.
Like bubble is like
who you are.
Like you don't know who you are, so we're not gonna fuck with you. If you don't know who you are,
that's respectable.
We're not gonna fuck with you.
I fuck with that.
Cause like you playing both sides of the field.
Right, respectable.
So it's like okay,
like
you hood hopping.
You hood hopping. Yeah. All right. So no, what we saying is was like, which one of y'all got you know got the fire pasta recipe or like.
That's me. June gonna say he the best cook, but
P, you not the best cook.
No. I know you're not about to lead me with you the best cook. Bro, I know you're not about to set that up with you the best cook.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Jam got you. Jam got you.
I ain't gonna lie.
What?
I ain't gonna lie.
You can
like,
warm some shit up.
I feel like I'm the best
you
cook.
You can warm
no.
I feel like I'm
no,
the best
John.
Cook.
I think
it's about to take the fade over the fuck
I think I couldn't make better than
okay, so ask these niggas how they was eating when we was in the back of the house.
The smoothie?
No. I was cooking shit.
Okay, I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna get the team.
P like, bro, you don't season up.
Smoothies.
No, you don't season up.
P was warming up the Tyson shit. We was warming up the Tyson
Man, P had a nigga when I first
you
met
the fuck
P,
out of him, no, P.
When I first you can met make a smoothie. P, he had a chicken pot pie that didn't expire until this year.
Yo, did you know this shit just turned into the Maury show right now?
You can make a smoothie.
He was like, I'm not the father. What? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Get very mad.
That's my nose, bitch.
No. Fuck that.
They know they be hating on my cooking.
No, Jeff said, you know how to warm some shit up or make a smoothie, bro.
I'll give him this.
He said Popeyes and smoothie.
He can cook, but he can't season.
Okay.
So you like
we niggas. We niggas. We like flavor.
I like flavor.
We like flavor. Niggas like flavor. Nothing.
I hate salt. I love flavor.
So cream can cook. It's too much.
What? I can't cook.
No. Cream should just be too much.
I can't cook.
Hey, ain't gonna be no overdose in a week.
Cream made a burger this big.
This big.
That's when I was ghetto.
What the fuck? Cream burger this big.
Armando burger. I know.
Bro can get out. Brother really like right, if it had to go down. Right if we having a barbecue, right. If we having a barbecue, I'ma season. If we was having a barbecue,
okay,
I would be seasoning.
No, I'm collabing.
I would ask Cream like, what this look like?
Right.
And then Jam is watching the meat. Like he watched, like he cooking.
He watching the meat.
He's nowhere in the mix.
Yeah, he's not in the mix, but I burn shit. Okay, I'm a burner.
So
I like all my shit well done.
That was great. Thank you. We got the content. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it.
I knew coming up here, y'all was going to start some shit, bro.
Hey, dude, I'm not. One more question.
Look.
Y'all like my pants?
Hell no.
All right, next time I see y'all, I'm gonna make y'all mad. I'm gonna wear my cowhide, bell bottom.
So look, the album is out right now, right? 2008. Going to grab that, support that. You know what I'm saying? This is when people say this is what LA sounds like. This is what LA sounds like. This is what LA looks like. Like this is the core to
some part right? of LA. We ain't all LA. All right,
but look, the portion of LA, whatever. Fuck.
Everybody got their own
shit, right?
Too. Everybody got their own vibe.
What's next for Overdose, man? What can we expect? You know what I'm saying? More videos, tours, you know what I'm saying? What can we look
everything. We tried to do everything.
Everything you just said. Shit. I really want to do a movie. I'm going to put it in the universe, on the line. I mean, out here, I'm going to preview it here first. I want us to do a movie with Calmatic and DJ Pooh.
We've been posting to a movie for a long time, and it's getting to the point where I'm about to have to be the like cameraman.
You broke the camera, shoot the video.
We had insurance.
Listen, these are tour bus conversations. It's white people watching right now.
Fuck!
We ain't never coming back up to this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we already knew when we got
lie to y'all, bro. This is family, man. Yeah. So we already knew it was going to get down. It was going to get down.
They can find an album everywhere. It's just going to support that, man. We appreciate y'all always coming through, man.
Hey, man, we love y'all, man. For real.
I can't, man. Much love to all y'all, man. Hilarious. Homegrown Radio, Overdose, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
We about.
Yeah. West y'all.